Okay. If you're a longtime listener of the podcast, you know that I've been doing a series, a four-part series about workflow and selling your art to your clients. And we are now at the last entry in this series, lesson number four, or podcast number four, episode number four, whatever you want to call it. And we're going to be talking about the selection appointment. Some people might call it the sales appointment. Some people might call it the IPS session. You can name this whatever you want. In my studio, I call it a selection appointment. That's what makes me comfortable. That also gives a really clear indication in my client's favor that they are going to select their images. I have done these out of order. So if you haven't listened to numbers one, two, and three in this series, I suggest that you might want to start there. But if you're ready to learn all about how I successfully make four to five figure sales in my business with almost every client, I am really glad that you're here. Let's get started on the Focal Points podcast. You are listening to Focal Points, a podcast by Enphoto hosted by Dori Howell. You are in the right place to learn how to build a dynamic and sustainable photography business that you love. Okay, I have to admit, I've put off recording this episode for a while. And the reason why I've put it off is because sometimes this topic in and of itself, just mentioning the word sales, sends photographers into a little bit of an emotional tizzy because they don't want to be seen as salespeople. They don't want to seem as pushy as someone might interpret them to be. All of those things. Now, here is the key. If you've gone back and you've listened to my previous episodes and you've set this particular spot up in your workflow the way that I have suggested in the other episodes with the other downloads, this is going to be a piece of cake because it isn't a sales appointment. And let's address that right there. I would never, ever dream of calling this a sales appointment to my clients, because that gives the connotation that it's all about me and what I want. I want a big sale, which could not be further from the truth. I call these appointments selection appointments because it's what the client needs to do. It's up to them to make their selections. Just that little twist of wording right there has really, really helped me understand how I want this appointment to take place. Now, before we get started and go into this, you might need to listen to this episode a couple times through because I'm going to be approaching it from different scenarios of how you run your studio. Also, I highly, highly recommend that you get the download that goes with this so that you can see on paper what I'm talking about. To get access to all that information, you can see it in the show notes. The show notes are going to be big for this episode. There's going to be lots of information there, including discount codes to the products that I use. So you want to make sure you check out the show notes page for this particular episode. So I've talked about why I call it a selection appointment and not a sales appointment. That was a huge shift for me. So now I want to talk about the different way that I do these appointments. And I call them appointments just for a way of titling them. They're not in-person appointments anymore. For my portrait sessions, they absolutely used to be in-person. But with the onset of the pandemic, I knew I needed to change some things. And the onset of the pandemic was truly, truly impactful to my business in a lot of different ways. I looked at every single part of my workflow to see how it was coming across to my clients, how it was maybe hindering my sales, and what I could do to make it better. And I made the most changes when it came to this particular section of my workflow. So I, in some instances, let my client dictate how they want to select their images. I will still do an in-person sales appointment in my home or in their home because if that's the type of service that they want, I'm happy to provide that. More often than not, though, I am doing my selection appointments over Google Meet, not Zoom, Google Meet. If you have a paid-for Gmail account, you already have access to a really great, great system through Google Meet. It's part of your subscription already. And I love Google Meet because I can record those sessions. I can get transcripts of those sessions. Almost everyone has access to a Gmail account. And new feature with Google Meet is that you don't even have to have a Gmail email to use this feature anymore. That's something that they just rolled out last week, I believe. So For the most part, I'm doing these appointments on Google Meet on camera. I ask my clients to be on camera as well. And I also ask them if I can record them. It's just like when you're sitting with Bank of America and you're on their line on hold, listening to their horrible hold music, and it says over and over, these calls may be recorded for training purposes. That's exactly what I tell my clients of why I'm recording these calls. It's for training purposes. They're used to this. They hear it all the time. It's not unfamiliar. So they always say yes. I've never had someone say that they're not going to allow it to be recorded. The real reason why I record these calls is because if an issue comes up in the future that needs clarification of what I said or what they said or anything like that, I actually have an audio recording and a video recording of when it was explained. I've never had to do that yet, but it is something that I really, really like and have incorporated into my workflow that I think is important for everyone to take advantage of if they want. I let them know that I would never use it. I never share these recordings, these audios with anyone. And if I did want to put it on a reel or something like that, I would of course ask their permission. It's really for my own purposes in my business. So that's how I do these online, is through Google Meet with cameras on, recording. So that's the number one thing. Then, like I said, I don't call them sales appointments. I call them selection appointments. From there, what I do is I use EnView as my program of choice. It's N-VU. It is a wonderful, wonderful IPS selling system that I have used for a while now. They are always making new improvements. There's a discount code in the show notes. If you want to check them out, please do so. But what they do is they allow you from your computer screen to show them. They log into their side of things, and then you have the controls behind the scenes. Now, some people might be familiar with ProSelect. ProSelect is also a wonderful, wonderful IPS tool, and they kind of put these types of computer programs on the map. I used them for a long time too. No hate on ProSelect. I just use EnView at this point in time. But what EnView does is you send them a link, and at a certain time when you're sitting at your computer, they're sitting at their computer, you turn the IPS session on, and then they go to that link and they can access what you see on your computer. You are not giving them access to a gallery where they're just flipping through images. You are in control of what they see on their screen. They've just logged into it from a specific link. So usually what happens is I start the appointment and we don't have EnView up yet. And we're just chatting and I'm finding out how they're doing, just catching up, easy stuff, easy conversation. And then I let them know what we're going to do at this appointment because I want to set the expectations. My expectation is one, that they're going to love their images. Two, that we're going to be able to go through them very quickly and efficiently. And three is they're going to place their order during our time together. And so what I tell them is, hey, just before we get started, I wanted to give you a quick overview of what we're going to do today. I'm going to show you a slideshow of the images so that you can see. During the slideshow, you don't need to keep track of anything. You just need to enjoy the images for what they are. Then we're going to go through the images and decide how you want to display them or how you want to share them with friends and family. When you've made all your selections, we'll take care of the business side of things, collect credit card payments. I will send them off to the retouchers and then you will get them back very shortly. And I'll touch base on timelines at the end of the appointment. I don't want to overwhelm them with too much information. So that's how we start. So then what happens is I click the slideshow in EnView and I start the slideshow. They love it. All's well and good. And we're done. And then I ask them, have you given further thought of what you would like to do with these images? Now, by now, they should be used to these questions because of all the steps that I have done up to this point in time. This isn't a surprise to them. They know what is going to happen. I've told them several times. I've prepped them with the pricing and product guide. We've gone over it. At the session itself, we have talked about products. We've talked about how they're going to display their images. We talked about it at the consultation. They've seen it on my social media. They've seen it on my website. I've given them the product guide. Now, here we are. Finally, this is where the magic happens, right? This isn't a surprise. I'm not selling them anything. I'm just walking them through the images where they can make their selections. So most of IPS programs have three options that you can use for photos. They can do a love it, let it go, kind of like it, a maybe pile, or a yes, no, maybe. I have discovered that in my IPS appointments, I just do yes or no, yes or no, yes or no, love it, leave it, love it, leave it, love it, leave it. And we go through the images like that very quickly. I have found the maybe gets very, very, that's what slowed up my IPS appointments, my selection appointments, was that maybe pile, because they were just like, oh, maybe I want it, maybe I don't, maybe it looks like this, that type of thing. No, no, no. If they have to love it or leave it, or it's a yes or a no, and you have those two piles, people usually stick with their gut images. So we go through this whole process with the images. They choose what they love. They choose the product that they want to have. We make all the selections. We go through all the options at the end of our time together. And then I say, great, this is how much this is going to cost. It shouldn't be a surprise. They say, great. I take their credit card number, and then I process it right there while they're on the line with me, and we're good to go. That's really it. Honestly, that's really it. But in your mind, you're thinking, Dory, wait, wait, wait. What if they say this? What if we do this? How do I handle this? What if I do this? What if I do this? You know what? I got you. Let's talk about those things after the break. One of my favorite things to do when I'm presenting my products to my clients is to give them options that allow them to have everything all in one place. And one way that I do that is I show them the beautiful folio box options from Enphoto. I can get them in a linen finish, I can get them in a leatherette finish, I can get the acrylic print on top, or just get them customized with their name and event date. It's one thing that truly sets me apart as a photographer in my area by offering these beautiful, beautiful products. And you can do it too. It's perfect for wedding photographers, newborn, portrait, family, or pet photographers, and it's something that my clients absolutely love. And if you want a discount on it, head over to our show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast and grab my 75% off discount code that you can use for your very first sample. Do it today. Okay, I don't know about you, but I love Enphoto. I love their products. I love the people that are at that company, and you need to check them out if you haven't done it. So I basically, before that little break, talked to you about my workflow system and how I do my selection appointments. The logistics of things are what people can really, really get bogged down by. And that is what people want to learn how to do. Well, what do you show the images on? Where do you meet? How can you do this? How can you do that? The thing is, there are so many different ways that you can hold selection appointments. And then the question is, like, do you do this with every client? And for the most part, yes, I do. Very, very, very rarely will I just send out a gallery giving people just days to figure out their issues. figure out what pictures they want to purchase, because I feel that that is truly a disservice. I feel like it's my job to help them visualize the dream that they want for their images. It is not just about me clicking the shutter and getting pictures edited to their liking. It's what are they going to do with those images? And we've talked about that a lot in this process, in this series of podcasts, of how you can help them along. So when it comes to time for them, for them to select their images, it's not a sales type of thing. It really is just going through the process, filling in the blanks of what they want. Now, every once in a while, you get clients that don't follow the rules. And you get clients who don't do everything that you tell them to do. And so you get to the selection appointment, and that is where things can get a little sticky. And photographers don't like sticky, because then what happens is all of a sudden we have all the what if they say this, what if they ask this, what if I don't know the answer to their question, what if I don't want to do it that way, what if they're asking me for exceptions. Here's the thing that you need to remember across the board when it comes to this process is that it is your business. You do not need permission, unless it's a legal issue. You do not need permission to run your business the way that you want. So if they ask for an exception that you do not want to grant, you don't have to grant it. If they want something that you don't want to do, you don't have to do it, especially if you laid it all out ahead of time several times before you've gotten to this point. So what are some of the most common things that people worry about during this process? And let me tell you, what people worry about hardly ever happens. So if you're worried about people not liking their images, if you're worried about people being surprised at pricing, if you're worried about all these other things, if you have done the process the way I've laid it out in the prior touch points in your workflow, you're not going to have these problems. I promise you. I never, ever, ever anymore. I used to until I worked things out. I never have an issue with clients knowing how much things are going to cost. I never have an issue with them knowing the process. I never have them worried about how they can make their selections during our time together. It just doesn't happen to me anymore. Now, I've been in the business 15 years. I've done many, many hundreds of selection appointments in person, online, over the phone. I've done selection appointments where I've been here and the person's been in Dubai, in other countries. I've dealt with different time zones. I've dealt with language barriers, communication issues, all those different things. And I can honestly say most of the things that you are going to worry about as a photographer when it comes to this process are simply not going to happen. But what if they do? Okay. What if they do? What if someone doesn't like the images? Okay. They're not going to buy them. They might, you know, have some not so kind words to say about them, but I can honestly say many times when this comes up, it's because of their self-esteem issues, not because of what you did during a session, not because of the way that it was shot, or it's because they chose an outfit that in your clothing guide or when you were talking to them about clothing selections, you told them not to mix too many patterns, have bright graphic t-shirts, and that's all their family showed up in. And all of a sudden, they look like an uncoordinated mess. That's not your fault. Maybe they didn't get their hair and makeup done when you advised them to do so, but they didn't want to outlay that expense and they didn't get their nails done or those types of things. Those are things that will cause people not to purchase images, but they're not things that you can control. But what do you say if they don't like the images? Sometimes there's not a lot for you to say. And I think that's really important to understand is it's okay if you don't have an answer off the tip of your tongue to address this type of issue. You did the best job. If your images reflect what you show in your portfolio, you're good. And many times, like I said, it has nothing to do with you or how you shot the session. But what if it says, ugh, I really don't like that one. Okay, this is what I say. Okay, totally understand. Well, let's just put that in the no pile. And I just keep going, What if people don't want products? Okay, I have digital file collections that I'm perfectly, perfectly happy to sell them. If that's what they choose, I'll sell digital files all day long. Do I know that those digital files are probably going to end up in a drawer? They're not going to be shown on the wall and they're not going to be able to enjoy them to their full potential? Yes, I know that. I also know that the bottom line of my business is relying on the fact that they need to purchase something. And I cannot dictate what people are going to purchase all the time. But if I have a product, a solution for them, for what they want to do with those images, and it's all digital, I will happily sell them digital files all day long. At my price point, and they're not cheap, right? What if they come to the table and they've already given you an indication that they're hesitant because they don't feel that they're going to make their selections during that time together? This is what I tell them. It's all about me putting them at ease. I say, listen, I understand that, and many of my clients have felt that way, but it is my job to make this as efficient and as smooth as possible so that you get exactly what you want at the end of the day. Let me help you through that process. They just want some reassurance that it's going to be okay. They want to feel listened to. They want to know that you understand their dilemma, that it's not the first time that they've heard it. Put their mind at ease and let them know that you are there to guide them through. And honestly, most people are fine with making the selections during that time. If for some reason we get to the end of the appointment and you're still feeling uneasy, let's discuss it at that point in time. They're like, okay, we're going to trust the process here. All right. What if all of a sudden they freak out that they want the images, they want everything, but they literally just cannot afford it. And they start freaking out about how expensive it is. This really doesn't happen too much anymore because I've done all the prep ahead of time. Remember, at the very first podcast that I talked about in this series, I talked about the fact that you need to begin with the end in mind. This is the end. So everything that you've been doing up in this workflow process has led to this point. And if you followed all those steps, you're not going to have people freaking out about the price because they will have seen the price of most of the things that they want. Now, maybe they haven't seen the difference in cost between a 20 by 24 and a 36 by 40 or 30 by 40. Maybe we're not, haven't gone into that much detail, but they know the ballpark. And most people are going to understand if they want something that's bigger, it's going to cost more, right? Then sometimes we get into sticking points where we're working with people who want to buy pictures for friends and family, right? And they want to say, well, I don't know what they're going to like. So can I send them a gallery so that they can pick their images? And this is what I usually say. I say, you've narrowed it down to your favorite images. Do you really want images displayed in their home that you don't feel reflect you in the best light? And usually they're like, no. I said, well, then let's choose from your favorite images because I guarantee grandma's going to love those just as much. Because if you think about it, they haven't seen all these other options. Only you've seen all these other options. They're going to be completely happy with whatever you select. Perfect. We get their 8x10s and their 5x7s in for Christmas presents and birthday presents and it's all said and good. Now, I could go through this all day long. I could address objections all day long. The big thing that you just need to remember is the fact that you are there to help them. And if you've done your job leading up to this appointment, these questions will simply not come up. I don't know how many times I can say that during this appointment, but if you've done your job, these questions will not come up. Now, what if you haven't done your job? What if you have not sent out the pricing guide or the product guide or really shown things on your social media? What if you haven't followed the process? That is where you're going to get in trouble. And that is why when I've done all these podcast episodes, it's because I don't want you to get in trouble. But if you haven't done those things, that is when people are going to freak out about pricing. They're going to freak out about not digitals not being included. They're going to freak out because it's going to take too long to get their products back from you when you told them a 4 to 6 week guideline, but they just didn't listen. They're going to come to that selection appointment unprepared to make a purchase because they didn't fully understand that that's when this happens. Even though you might have told them that a couple times or expected them to read it on your website, you need to make sure that they really understand that this is when it happens. That is when you will run into problems. And problems do come up. What if they do freak out about pricing? They might just do it. I've had literally people screaming at me in my studio because they thought it was expensive. I have told people that I will call the police on them, that they need to leave if they do not leave right away, because they did not read and they did not believe what I told them. All of those things can happen. And it's frightening when it does. I'll just say it. It's, you know, no one wants anyone to be unhappy. And there have been times, one time in particular, where I literally had to tell someone, I stood up and I looked at him in the eyes and I said, I believe it is time for you to leave. And he just kept going off, but he got up and he got his shoes on because we were in my home studio at the time. And so they took their shoes off. It was their culture. I hardly ever wear shoes when I'm working. So it was just one of those things. And I just stood up very, very firmly said, I believe it is time for you to leave. We will address this at a day and time when you feel like you want to have a conversation with me. And that was a situation where I had gone over everything numerous times with his spouse. I had addressed it numerous times at the maternity session, which he sat in on. And then for some reason, he just didn't think that I was going to hold to my ground and he could bully me into lowering the prices when it came to the selection appointment. It was almost like he just didn't feel those prices applied to him and he would be able to pay for whatever he wanted. And I had to ask him to leave. And then the wife's calling me from the car and says, my husband wants you to delete all these photos. And I said, okay, I'd be happy to do that. But I knew in this situation, I needed to be very, very clear about how this happened. So I sent her a notice that she needed to sign saying that she understood that I was going to delete all these photos if she, and I would not do so until she signed this document. And once you know, I didn't hear from her for 3 days then. And I sent her a follow-up and I said, just checking in on this. I wanted to cross this off my list. Please send me that signed document. And she wrote back and she placed an order. They just needed time to calm down and deal with it. I've never heard from them again. And I think I've told the story before, maybe on other episodes, in the fact that I was doing a baby show and one of their friends saw one of the pictures that I had in my slideshow, because they were beautiful images. I have to admit, they were beautiful images. And she said, oh, how did that go working with them? And I just kind of chuckled. And she said, yeah, he's a real jerk. Did he yell at you? And I'm like, what? She's like, did he yell at you or did he try and give you things for free? And I said, yeah. She said, don't worry about it. He does it with everyone. He abuses everyone that he works with. And I didn't need to hear that from her, but it was really just kind of a nice thing to hear that I wasn't the only one that he had abused and had problems in that specific situation. But let me tell you, out of 15 years, that's only happened one time. And I came out of that a stronger business owner, being more confident in what I was doing. I didn't shrink down. I didn't close my business. He threatened to leave me bad Google reviews. He threatened to never refer me to anything. Meanwhile, his wife, on the other hand, is calling me and asking me for more sessions. And I'm like, yeah, I think we're done here. You're going to need to call somebody else. So it was just his way of communicating, which was so, so incredibly shocking and abusive. But it's only happened one time. And these things just really very rarely come up. And if they do, it gives you time to reflect, look at your process, see where maybe, be honest with yourself, see where maybe you dropped the ball and move forward or correct it with your client. Clients want to be kind. They want to work with you. They want the beautiful images that you shoot for them. So don't mess it up by having a sales process, especially the selection appointment, that is too difficult for them to navigate. I always say this, make it easy for people to spend money with you. Make it easy for people to spend money with you. Are you doing that in your business? Are you laying it out so that by the time you get to the selection appointment, everything has been so cut and dry and so easy that they're ready to go, that they know exactly what they need to expect? If not, that's where you need to reflect. But most of the problems that people come up with are not issues that you're going to encounter, I promise you. But if you do, and you run into a really sticky situation, send me an email. I will gladly help you out. The selection appointment really should be easy. It shouldn't feel pushy or salesy. People should know what they want pretty much when they come in the door. They should know what it costs and they should be ready to go. It shouldn't take 3 or 4 hours. It shouldn't be something that is exhausting. It shouldn't feel something when your clients leave, they feel like they've been bled dry. I love it when people come to the selection appointment and when they leave, they give me hugs and they're super, super excited. That's how every one of these should end. And when you're doing it online, sometimes you get a thank you note. Sometimes they book again. All of those different things. So the selection appointment can cause you the most anxiety, but I promise if you follow the steps that I've outlined in the workflow process, by the time you get to it, it really is the most rewarding and easy time. You get to see their faces as they view the images. You get to hear their reactions. You get to help them through. You get to get excited with them when they pick a canvas for their home or an album that they're going to display and show all their friends and family. Be excited about that. This is the fun time which you get to be a part of this and you know that the legacy that you're leaving on their family. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Focal Points podcast. I get a lot of emails and a lot of messages from people stating how much they're enjoying the content that we're putting out. And I appreciate that so, so much. But if you really want to help the podcast out, I would appreciate it if you went to where you listen to the podcast, whether that's through Apple Podcasts, through Spotify, wherever, and leave us a review and let us know that you're really enjoying the content. And if you want to have different guests on, if you want to have me tackle different topics, send me an email. You can do that through Instagram. You can find my Instagram account in the show notes page. And let me know who you'd like to see on the podcast. Right now, I'm planning for first quarter of next year. I have some great things in store, but I would love to have some input from you as to who you would like to see or topics that you would like me to discuss on the Focal Points podcast. Have a great day, everybody. Happy selling. Go out and crush it. And we will see you next week on the Focal Points podcast, brought to you by Enphoto. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to the show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast. That's blog.enphoto.com/podcast. Get the download for this program and link to a wonderful, wonderful 75% off special for your first sample order from Enphoto. You don't want to miss it.